Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for your faithful God quality of love life that will last forever. Hallelujah. Bless this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is Psalm 136, and yet constantly the word goes out that the faithful love life of God will last forever. And so we can just get so much out of this. And so the first four verses reads like this: Praise the Lord because he's good. His faithful love will last forever. Praise the God of gods. His faithful love will last forever. Praise the Lord of lords. His faithful love will last forever. Praise him who alone does miracles. His faithful love will last forever. I just think of this faithful love life that we have. I go to the point of rebirth, you know, the Ephesians 1 verse 4, that at rebirth, at waking up and coming home again, he says, Blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And then he goes on to, just as he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, holy and blameless in his sight. In so it's this goodness and this great, wonderful covenant that has come. And this covenant is this gospel, the good news of our salvation, that we will preach to the end as a testimony. So this covenant is a testimony. So that's showing, you know, as we're staying with our God, it's coming to life. The image and likeness of Jesus, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless, is coming forth in us just staying with our God, in us listening to our God, in us running to our God in every situation, and in us just developing on schedule. And then it's like it says here, this faithful love brings miracles. Like me, I trust all of you, you just came to a place of, hey, I don't like my life. I'm lost. I'm blind. I'm going nowhere. And then we came to the Lord. And then we start finding out the wonderful miracles that we have been associated with Christ from the foundation of the earth. That's a reality, that's a truth. God has us in mind even before this world was made. And then what he had in mind, we see in Adam, in the presence of God, in obedience, ruling and reigning, but we know they lost it. But praise God, God sent his Son. Why? Because we were predestined in Christ. So he comes and shows us the master copy, and he shows us this master copy and this example of this love, faithful love life. He shows from a baby developing on schedule, growing, and there we have the picture of this love for us, protected by the angels, protected by God's goodness, from baby growing into maturity, and then that mature picture just being led by the Spirit, in tune, overcoming in every way. So that's a beautiful picture he portrayed of what that which we lost in Adam has been now restored in the last Adam, Jesus. And then he went and died, and to usher us back into the presence, taking away our sins as far as the east is from the west. Now grace is righteousness. Grace is our sufficiency. Grace is the great and precious promises that are all yes and amen in Christ Jesus, that we are just developing into every step of the way now as we just stay in tune with God and walking with him. So the wonderful love life has come, and that's what we are enjoying on a daily basis. So be blessed as you arise and shine, looking to your Lord and waking up. You were once short of the glory. Now the glory has been restored, and beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, you are being changed from one degree of glory to the next. You are no longer alone. You are now, your life is hid with Christ in God. As it was in the beginning, it's been restored, and this goodness has come and it's going to flood the earth. Amen. And the whole darkness, everything's going to be removed. God so loved the world that he sent his Son, so that us who believe can have this God quality of life. So this world was made for God and his children, and we are now being restored to arise and shine. And then the God of peace crushes Satan underneath our feet. So keep your eyes on your Lord, arise and shine. And this beauty of this world has been restored again in Christ Jesus, and it is now being restored in our obedience and our just holding fast to the Lord, because the Lord is doing it. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.